in today's society, everybody, like, if it work, we run with it.
Yeah.
And everybody be like, oh, we work, it worked, it works.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be second, home, third.
Yeah.
get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. Sit down, have a seat, enjoy yourself. And if this is not your first time here, welcome back. We appreciate you coming back and joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you guys want to join the good people of the Gray Area, join the family and watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. Make sure y'all join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast as well as other behind the scenes content. Live and I forgot the end of my sentence. But just make sure you join Patreon, because we got a lot of stuff coming for you, as well as our food review show.
Who made this?
Some other stuff that we have going on. We appreciate you guys for being here. And yeah, let's get into it. How y'all doing today?
Good, I'm good, I'm good. I cleaned a little bit earlier. Got a little revelation. A little clarity. I watched my dad, the Bounty Hunter. The spirit's right. Good.
Yo. That's good. I'm good as well. Yeah. Woke up one time. Had a good nap after. It's good.
Yeah. You good? I see you got a little baby swoop going.
Yeah, I woke up, did my morning pages. I washed my hair. And I still need to get the products that I had when I was at mom's house. But I washed my hair and then I went to the store. I bought a pot and a pan, and it just felt great. So I'm doing really good. I'll probably do some cleaning and stuff after this. But
I like how you caught yourself. You know, when I was at mom's house.
Oh yeah, because I always said when I was back home. I mean, like, it is the home. It's weird because I was writing about this the other day, like, that is still home, because that's like, I mean, where we grew up, but also like where the, you know, the family is. But also like, this is home because like, this is where I am now. Like, this is where I live now. So I was writing about that. Like, I don't know if it's a thing where, I don't know, I don't necessarily fully identify with the locations, but it's like the people are what makes it home,
right?
I feel like, versus it actually being like the state or the city or whatever for me.
But what are we talking about today?
Today's topic is about stealing like an artist. Before, when I heard it, whoever coined the term, I feel like it's used very loosely. So, and then it's looked at as just stealing. You just don't get caught. Like, you steal in a way to not get caught. But what I can come to realize recently, stealing like an artist isn't stealing at all. It's inspiration. Being inspired by, at least for me, it's being inspired by other artists, other people, other things. So I'm stealing like an artist. I'm being inspired by something. So, like, you got a green hat on, I might be like, you know what? I never thought of doing green. I might throw green into this or something like that. Or maybe it's like, that's what I was missing. A little swoop. You know, I look the same. I'm going to just add a little swoop to the... Yeah, it's just being inspired by different things and using it to push yourself and whatever you're doing forward and try different things and see what happens.
Okay. Well,
you good?
I don't know. Okay, so I didn't know the topic beforehand, guys. So. I'm just really thinking because I feel that. But I feel like not artists still in that way. Not all artists. So, like, I feel like what you're saying is I get inspired by something and it causes me to create something new, right? Versus a lot of artists, they get inspired by something. Not all artists, but there are some artists who get inspired by something and rather than creating something new, they just, yeah, they take it and they just use that exact thing.
Some of y'all just stealing.
Right. Yeah. It's just regular. It be regular stealing.
Some of y'all just stealing.
There's no finesse. Right. But, so that's why I was just like thinking, like, because I know we did talk about this topic maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, I feel like we did, but
now
I just had a new, like, awakening.
Yeah.
Like, stealing like an artist isn't really stealing. It's a thing of, I like that. I see that you did that. This is how I would have did it. Or, and then it's a lot easier to give credit to, oh yeah, nah, they did this, he or she did such and such, and it inspired and moved me to, or I got that from them, or I didn't even know to do it like this, so now I'm a...
Yeah. I also think, too, it is stealing, but it's taking it and then adding on to whatever you're doing. It's not just taking it's like, not like literally just like a copy,
paste.
It's copy, like a paste. Copy, let's copy, add, paste. Let's make alterations to it. Let's,
oh, yeah,
let's
or take stuff away.
Yeah, yeah, like that's, I think that's more so what it is, because this stuff, there's, whether it's songs, whether it's art, where it's like, this was, if you know about the history of it, you can see the direct influence of it, but if you don't, you might think that this is a completely new thing, you know? So just, it's really more so about adding your flares to it, like adding you into it. It's not just, it's almost like having somebody giving you like a demo, like if you were playing a game or something, like they give you like a starter character to start with, and then you're adding stuff to it to begin with. That's how I'm looking at it now. It's like, all right, this was the default, the basic stuff that you started with. This, you like, you didn't make the character. So, but now how you dress the character is indicative of who you are or whatever. But a lot of people just be stealing. They just be taking the whole thing, no credit. And it's like, we know, and I think there's an art to stealing, because I think if you're going to take something, you should take it from far enough away where it's not like you taking from...
Like subject
somebody's here right now, because granted, I think you should be inspired, but you could be inspired by whatever. But like, if you take something from older, it's a lot less likely, you're a lot less likely to encounter the same issues, because like they were doing things completely different at older, in a different time. Mm-hmm. So like, if we're talking about fashion, like the fashion trends, that's why they say the fashion trends repeat. We're not repeating the same trend from 2 years ago. It's like, right, they're repeating trends from
decades.
Yeah, because it's like, now we can wear these and it'll feel different, because there's more to it. We're adding a little bit more to it, as opposed to when it's too close of a too close to the original. It's like, nah, I know exactly where you got that from. You sound like Ja Rule. Like, you sound like blah blah blah. Like, eh.
But I feel like there's also a very fine line, and I feel like I said this before. There is a fine line between, I guess, stealing like an artist and just stealing. Like, from being inspired by it to create something new versus just taking it and being like, all right, I'm just, this is mine now type of thing. Because I feel like, we can use Tory Lanez as an example. With the whole Cassidy situation. Where Tory Lanez was like, I was just paying homage. What did he do? He rapped his whole verse or something like that, or he took his whole cadence?
It was the same cadence, yeah. almost the same few lines in a Flex freestyle, or it might have been a Sway freestyle, but it was same kind, again, something like, it's one thing if you would have did it and put it on a song, and it put the song out. Yeah, it was the same beat on a freestyle, so it's like, now it's like a one-to-one. Like, I see exactly what you do, like,
But that's the thing. So, like, in his head, he's like, oh, well, I was just paying homage to you. And Cassidy's like, nah, you just stole my whole thing. Like, yeah, you flipped a couple words, but you basically just rapped my verse type of thing. So, that's why I feel like there's a fine line between, you know, using something as inspiration or even, like, paying homage to somebody versus just taking their stuff and being like, yeah, this is mine.
Now for me it's kind of like cringy. I be wanting to do it. I just want to take stuff. Y'all know. Give me that. That's fire. But shout out to y'all. Y'all made me realize that.
It's gonna cost you.
But it's because I think people are stealing stuff where it's like it'll be people's signature. Mm-hmm. It's not like they. It's like you taking a little bit of
a random thing that they did one time. It'd be like, nah, this was like their biggest.
Yeah, it's like taking Michael Jackson's like one glove, but
I mean, he performed. He had the one glove.
He did. But if it was, it's like, all right, he had one. I say, if you had one glove and you're moonwalking, it's like, bro, you.
Every show. Yeah,
you're like, what are we doing here? Like, yeah. Why are you taking? Are you taking? Like, I can get every like a one off, but people would just be. Yeah, and like nah, I'm fire. It's like nah, that wasn't fire. You recognized that something was great already. That's it. That's not really.
Yeah.
all like it, so. But.
I think it really depends on how you do it, like, and because like I mean, especially as a singer, like you can sing somebody else's song and it'd be fine because you're doing a cover of the song, but. Sometimes I don't know, it's just like a weird thing. It's a very weird like line, but you'll know typically when it's you're paying homage or like or you're inspired by something, you'll see the influences and stuff like that versus you just decided that this was your look, this was your thing, this was your cadence that you were going to start using now, even though it's already been done. And I think that's where it gets tricky. Because people be doing that and they don't be caring. But I know for me personally, if you take my stuff, I'm going to be feeling some type of way. Like, that is going to upset me as a songwriter. Yeah, so I think it's a certain way to go about things.
I was about to say, I don't think I made it to that space yet, but... I feel like me, I would probably feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. If you take it and tell everybody that you got it from me, that's fine. That's one thing. But if you take it and then try to make it your own, then it's not going to sit well with
me. But that's the thing.
Then you're going to get a verse.
That's what people be doing. They'll take it and then they try to be like, oh, no, I made this up. And sometimes, like, you might think that you made this up, but sometimes it's like, nah, this other person already been doing this. And you got to be aware of that. Like, you know.
Yeah, that'd be
thank you. All I was gonna say was I think if you do it correctly, people won't know that you did it, right? So when it becomes so blatant that it distracts me from listening to you, and all I'm thinking about is the person who originally made it, mm-hmm. then you haven't done a good job. Because like unless I really study whatever it is, but mm-hmm. for the most part, if I can't see past the influence. Like, if I'm listening to you or if I'm looking at your work and I'm like, this feel like Picasso. And right. I can't let go of the fact that it feels like Picasso. It's like you haven't done enough
to make it your own.
Yeah, because it's like this is too much of them and it's a distraction from the art that you were trying to mm-hmm. create.
That's true. I never thought about it like that. Like, it is a distraction a lot of times. Because a lot of times you're sitting there like, where did I see this from? And instead of, like, actually taking in whatever you're looking at or whatever you're hearing or feeling, it's like you're just so busy trying to figure out where this feels so familiar, but, like, where did I just see this at? Like, even when we was downstairs, I was singing, what was I singing? I was singing Usher. But you were, and this is not them taking the song or whatever, but I was singing, dang, what song was I singing?
I have no idea. I thought she was singing a different song, which it ended up being a SZA song that I thought she was singing. Because she was humming a melody, and I was like, I was like, what is that? It was like, I was like, why do I know that melody? And I'm trying to figure it out. I was like, oh, that's it? And she was like, that might be SZA. And I was like, yep, that's the song. But she was singing a totally different song. Yeah. I can't remember the name. I can't remember what song she was singing.
That's what it's made for. Mm. You know I got it. Ain't gonna put it down like
So when she was singing
the song, that's the only part
she was
I'm
like,
singing.
Yeah, she was like, the, you know I got it. And all I heard was, feeling like, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's whatever. Completely different.
Right. But that's all I heard. That's what I said. It's a totally different song.
Totally different song.
Totally different song. But that's all I heard was that little, and I was like, oh, okay.
Because I was only repeating that one part. I wasn't like, even singing the rest of the song.
And I was like, she's not singing that song, but what song am I thinking of that I think she's singing? And it just was stuck. I was like, she was like, sis, I was like, thank God.
But just using that as an example, even though that's like, those are two totally different songs, but using that as an example of like, he could not move past the fact that like, I feel like I heard this before. Like, what song is this? Versus actually being immersed in whatever the original song was or whatever you're actually listening to or looking at. It just kind of takes you out of that moment.
For me, now, it's more of a thing of, does this sound like me? Like, in good conscience, because I talked so much throughout my life. I've wrote so many amazing bars, so many amazing stories. I could think of something on my own. Like, even if it's inspired by them, I will have to say it the way I would say it. And then it would have to feel like me. And
And I think there's an art to like starting, like using somebody else's stuff as a starting point. Because I've done it before where it's like, all right, I just like this little bit of melody. And then I'll kind of like, how can I vary it and so that it feels like me, but I still get a similar feeling that I had when I heard the original piece of work or whatever. So yeah, I think it's there's an art to it, but there's also times where I think, because I've heard, I remember there was a time when I was in, I might have been high school, and I'm talking to my boy, and I'm listening to this guy, and I'm like, yo, he sounds like five different people, and I can't figure out who he really sounds like. And I sent it to him, he's like, man, I'm not about to sit here. He's like, you about to have me sitting here for an hour figuring out if he sounds like Kendrick, Cole, Jay-Z, blah blah. And I was like, you know what, you're right. In that moment I realized how distracting it can be when you don't make stuff sound like you more. Cause like he had a million influences and you can hear all of the influences, but you couldn't actually hear him outside of the influences that he had.
But on the contrary of that, in today's society, everybody, like, if it work, we run with it.
Yeah.
And everybody be like, oh, we work, it worked, it worked.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be second, home third.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wanna be the next such and such instead of the first or the one and only themselves.
But I feel like me as a listener, though, I'm like, I wanna hear you. Like, I don't wanna hear the fourth Chris Brown. Like, I want to hear the first you and what that sounds like and what that feels like. Because it's like, I don't know. I feel like that also, I guess it differentiates you actually really creating versus you just, copy-pasting, stealing, like, however you want to put it. But, like, I feel like if you really sat down and created this thing, and, I mean, you could create this thing and it may still sound like somebody else's thing, and that might be an indication that maybe you need to write for other people. But also, like, as an artist, I don't know why this is so hard for me to actually get this sentence out, but I find joy in finding me in whatever I'm doing. Yeah, so like, So I know that a lot of my stuff doesn't necessarily sound like other people's stuff. And I feel like in the past when I was like little and I first started writing, it's like you have people in your head that you're like, oh, I want to make a song like this, or I want it to sound like this, or like if I could sound like Brandy or Jasmine Sullivan, that would be amazing. But like really walking into like what you actually sound like versus what you're trying to sound like, I think that makes a huge difference in your art and how your inspiration shows up and how your sound appears. And even if it sounds similar to, it might sound similar to somebody else, but we can still differentiate that as you.
Yeah, I feel that. I used to be like that too. That's probably why I was rapping, like how I was rapping. Mm. Because in my head, I'm like, my life not even that. Mm. But now as I'm like growing and actually understanding me and I'm experiencing life, it's nobody that can tell my story how I would tell my story or say stuff how I would say it until I actually say it. Even if it don't make sense. You know how long it took me to figure out how to stay on topic? Mm-hmm. I still be struggling with that. Mm-hmm. But in the past, when I used to get like stuck, I would be like, all right, how would such and such do this type of thing? And then I would get like a line, an inspired-esque line, mm-hmm. and then I'll get back to me. I just needed a starting point. Like how you were saying, like you just have a little melody or something, and then... Mm-hmm.
Going from there. But it's funny because I was trying to sound like people, but I wasn't necessarily like trying to make the song like similar to just anybody. It wasn't until I got older where I was like, well, I mean, this is actually a step that I kind of skipped. Like I just kind of went into like, all right, the only person I would probably try and sound like would have been my brother at the time. And then once I stopped trying to sound like him, it was just me writing stuff. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get better. And I was trying to mimic the, not necessarily like what they would say or how they would say it, just like the technical parts of it. And then as I got older, when it was like on the end, and I'm trying to make more, just see what I like about other people's stuff, in me trying to mimic and see what they would do, how would they actually say this. It opened up a different part where I was like, oh, this is where people stay. Like people mm-hmm. get here and they have so much fun in this space where they just stay. And then sometimes people get really good at mimicking people where it's like, wow, this sounds so much like this person, which is like, it's a skill to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the goal is. Your goal isn't to sound like. So it's not supposed to sound like Michael Jackson. You're not supposed to make the paintings that look exactly like Picasso. It's supposed to be an inspiration. Because everything is inspired by something else. Mm-hmm. But you have to, like, at some point you have to deviate. It can't just be the same.
Yeah.
Don't just come in my house and take my couch and be like, this was look at this couch I designed myself. Like, that's crazy. My house. My bad.
I forgot my thought.
I got one. For me, yeah, I can only speak for myself, so that's what I'm going to do. The more I consume myself, if we stay on music, the more I consume myself with different kinds of music, different types of music, the inspirations come from random places. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing of, I don't even know where they came from. It's just a feeling, or this will sound good here. Not even saying the same words, but... Or it's like taking a whole line or a whole chorus, hook, or feeling. It's just it's like opening receptors in my mind. That's mm-hmm. the easiest way I could put it. So it's like the more open you are to, the more open you are to like listening and experiencing other music, other artists, other genres, the wider range of creativity you could go to or mm-hmm. you could pull from.
Yeah, I saw somebody say online, all originality is when you have so many influences that you can't tell where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them kind of blend together. You have no idea where it's actually coming from, and that's why it feels familiar, but in the same aspect, it's something completely different. Because, oh, I feel like I... like, I feel like it feels like I can't stop listening to it. It gives me this kind of feeling, but then you're like, but it's not that. And that's where we typically have the most enjoyment from that stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, it helps me to appreciate different music. Yeah. And I'll be wanting to listen to different stuff. Like, and this, you'd be like, oh, wow, they did that. A lot of times I don't even be listening to, like, the words initially. I mean, I feel the vibe first. And then the second listen, I could see what you're saying. But now I'll be like, instrumentation. What instruments? Oh, they, like, this one, it was John Baptiste.
Mm.
It was a song. He had a Spanish artist on there. She was singing. She was doing her thing. It was fire. The end of the song, after she started singing, it was a slight beat. Actually, it wasn't a beat switch. He just brought some drums in, and it was the smoothest one transition and the smoothest drum pattern to me that I heard. And I was like, that's good. That's good artistry. Like, that's good. Like, so I just be appreciative of people actually being creative and like a individual and bringing them to whatever medium it is that they express themselves in.
Yeah. I think there's also, like, I don't know, I guess as a consumer, somebody looking at the stuff or listening or whatever, it gives a different experience. So, like, I feel like it's kind of fun to figure out or learn who the artist is through that lens of, like, oh, this is you. Not this is you by way of somebody else, like through, I don't know, this is your version of this thing. And sometimes, like, that can be cool too, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say for real, but I'm trying to say it.
No, it makes sense.
It's just like, because when you can really see who the artist is, it creates a connection that you didn't have before. Versus, like, if you know that this is like, all right, I heard somebody do this song already, and you just sound like them, and there's no, like, piece of you that I found in here. It's like, I don't have a connection to you. Like, I'm just going to kind of move on, or I might like the song. But, after that, I'm not going to want to, like, come back. It's not going to make me be like, you know what, I wonder what else they released, you know, type of thing. Or even, like, if you're doing some type of art, I guess music is art. But I mean, like, physical, like, paintings or drawings or something like that. Being able to see parts of the artist and who they are through whatever they're creating, and even to be able to see their inspirations is actually cool, as long as it's not like it's only all inspiration and I can't see any part of you. I feel like
and I think it's almost like, I hate this analogy, but I'm gonna use it anyway. It's almost like if you're looking at artists like restaurants, like if I there's a reason why people like going to Chick-fil-A, right? Because, like, if you go in Chick-fil-A, you're going to get a certain type of
service,
certain type food. Of food, whatever, right? Now, there's other places that make Chick-fil-A-esque food, right? But because they've done a great job of making it their own, like, they're not the first place to make chicken sandwiches, you know? They're the first place to do it in the way that they did it. And so anything that feels like an offshoot is like, I can get something that's like, a substitute, and I may love the substitute, but like, nah, everybody's just hyping up the Chick-fil-A, but I really like Shake Shack. I really need some
Shake Shack. It's good.
Some people love it.
I did when I was a carnivore.
Can't eat that no more.
I did like me a good
Shake Shack
chicken sandwich.
Same.
They were smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just, it's different. And you have every restaurant in the same way every artist should have their own, like, identity. So, like, when I come here, I know exactly what you're getting. And I think one of the examples I was thinking of was 50 Cent. He was talking about Ja Rule. And I mean, I heard a lot of people talk about this, but, like, Ja Rule, initially, they were saying he was trying to be, like, Pac, somewhere between Pac and, well, not DMX, but mostly Pac. And then, but you see when the most he got the most success when he was making his R&B like women records, and it was like him trying to him doing the even with like when you start wearing the bandana blah blah. It's like this isn't we don't necessarily need another Pac. We appreciate you for you making the song. What would I be with him? Like Pac wasn't doing that, right? And it's like we appreciate you for that. And then in the same way, like I know they say like DMX was like he filled a void that Pac after Pac left. That when you go to X, you know exactly what you're getting. Like it's like this is the if X was a restaurant. This is the we are getting Rough Riders anthem. Like, we are getting. like you are getting up in here. Like that's the burger you get. Like you're not gonna get an up in here burger from nobody else. And if they do try and get it, or do try and copy it, you know, man, if you don't get your fake up out of here burger out in my face, like this is terrible.
But then also, even when they add something new to the menu that you never seen before, it's still in their style. So it's not like a thing where like, oh, you just kind of took this from this person. It's like, oh no, this still actually feels like you. Yeah. Like all right, let me try this new thing out right quick.
Murray, I was gonna ask y'all about that. Is it good to know what you're getting, or is it? Does it hurt? An artist, if they like they're constantly switching,
I think it helps.
Well, maybe I don't want to say switching, but constantly trying new things out, and it's still in their voice, still in their style, but it's just different.
Yeah, I think you just have to give people, because people will grow with you. I just think it can't be too drastic. I think you have to walk people, because people don't like drastic changes, no matter what it is. People don't like be liking drastic changes. You've been going to the same restaurant. You've been getting your same chicken sandwich. All of a sudden, they're like, "It's no more chicken. It's impossible beef." What happened to me? I wanted the chicken. I like how y'all did the chicken in the peanut oil. that's what I wanted. You know. So I think if it's a gradual change, I think people accept it, and I think like Kanye is a good example because like. He had his entire like college era, and then he was already singing a little bit. Then it was like he switched over to 808s and Heartbreak, and it was like it was a change, but it was still kind of within the same wheelhouse. He still had the bear. It was still like a part of what it was. So I think you can do it. People will give you room to experiment and change. It just can't be drastic, because if I came here for this one thing initially and you completely don't do it without a heads up, like I think for artists, like if you were starting out, if you were just rapping, if you were just boom bapping, and then on the next project you were completely singing, people would be a little bit like, yo, I don't know if I was ready for that. I was expecting this. And some people will say it, but I think I think if you kind of like tease it in between, people will be like, oh, he was already kind of leaning towards this already. Now I can expect this, as opposed to like smack.
Yeah, I feel like your true fans will like grow with you and allow you to grow. But also like that transition, that's what singles are for. Like, so you can, all right, be like, okay, I'm about to do something that's real pop. Let me give you this, like, you know, pop-esque type of thing. Or I'm about to do something that's a little bit over here. Or, like, just to kind of slowly see how, I don't know how it's received, but also to kind of, like, prepare your fans and stuff like that. So that it's not like, okay, I just did, like you said, a boom bap album, and then this album is rock. Like, heavy metal. Like... what? How did we get here? Yeah. But
I started thinking about something wild, so I'm not gonna say it. But
but I just think like the transition. I think also we're now in an age where it's like since social media is such a huge thing, your journey with your fans, like you letting them in on that journey, they might not. They might be more receptive to the change if you've been releasing content where you've been talking about heavy metal more. You've been talking about how your love for heavy metal and like how you've been playing with different sounds and stuff like that. I think that helps with the transition as well, and it gives you the opportunity to grow gracefully. Rather than to drastically change, because I feel like sometimes a drastic change is fine. Like, depending on who you are as artists. But also, there are times where, like, the drastic change might be detrimental depending mm-hmm. on how you change or what changes or whatever. But I think the main thing is, like, does this still feel like you? Because if you change too drastically without any warning, without any content associated with the change or anything like that, your fans might feel like, I didn't even know who this person was. So was this the real you and that the old you was the fake you? Or like, was this just for money? Like, they're not, that's, I feel like that's a possible, it could potentially lose the connection.
Yeah. I heard Missy Elliott say, she said it's important for, this is it's the reason why artists change, like, in the way they do, because, like, when you start seeing, she said for her, she looks at it as errors, so, like, that's the reason why you get the super duper fly, she's dressed in the mm-hmm. in the big clothes with the suit, and then you switch over, and then you start getting, like, the work it, and it's, like, yeah. all of this stuff, so changing in errors gives people the opportunity to grow with you and see everything that you have, as opposed to you trying to be like, hey, listen, I started out as boom bap, but I'm a dancing rock star now. And it's like, yeah.
you
do what?
I think I've been doing a good job of transition. Because IDA, I was literally just rapping. Then I dropped singles. I dropped singles from, like, a couple from there. And then I dropped, like, a couple. Well, I was still rapping, but then Lonely Loner, that was more of me and my thoughts talking to myself. And there's a little melody in there, but I got mad covers that I was mm-hmm. to just be like, yo, yeah, we gonna sing. Wait till I get the vocals right. We gonna sing, though. But I'm still rapping, though, so.
Yeah, but that helps. Like, you have, because social media is so huge, it's like, all right, well, we have, like, extra content that we can make in between. There's yeah. singles that you could put out. There's covers that you could do just so, like, it's like, oh, okay, this is what you're doing right now. Or, like, this is the sound that you're playing with right now. Yeah. Versus, like, in the past, like, I mean, going about it as far as eras is, like, actually a really good idea. Yeah. I know a lot of artists do that. Like,
if you look at Rihanna, everything after, before Good Girl Gone Bad and after Good Girl Gone Bad, it's like she went Bad Girl and went, everything was mm-hmm. it was savage, it was like
yeah.
everything followed after that era, because before then she was like Caribbean
yeah.
Caribbean princess kind of thing,
yeah,
like, and it was like a big switch, but it was, again, those other factors that went into it, but the eras made a huge difference. That's why you get the, like, she probably wouldn't put out like a Disturbia right now,
because
that was a very specific time, like,
not
a specific era, and it's like, she's not doing that versus like the You Look So Good Right Now, like that mm-hmm. like, she's not putting that, those probably aren't coming out
yeah.
again, because she's moved in totally different directions. Granted, it's still all her. She probably always wanted to go into fashion and makeup and everything, but giving people enough time to catch up, because, like, especially yeah. as artists, you way far ahead. You thinking,
once I finish the song, yeah. I'm over it.
Yeah, you mad far ahead, and they still like,
all right, the project is done. I'm not this person. Yeah. That's how long it took me to make this project. This project changed.
So I tried to leave him in the past. Y'all got me out here rehearsing. You want this again? It's like, nah. But you got to give people time, because you went through. It took you a year and a half to make this. They got it a year late. So, like,
at the very least, listen to it in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I'm going through that right now.
Yeah, I went through that 2 years ago.
Yeah, so it's like you're a little bit ahead of the curve. So you have to at least give people time to catch up. You're like, listen, walk with me, talk with me.
Yeah.
Like, I see you, but
yeah,
this is where I was.
Yeah, you know,
this is where I am now. But when you get where I am now, I'm gonna be.
I have what you need. So right. You get here. That's really what it is. We trying to predict the future, or we're
giving back.
Giving back pretty much.
Essentially, like, we're learning from whatever we've gone through and we're putting it into an album or singles or an art collection, and we're giving that to the world so it'll help them get through the phase that we just were able to get through. Yeah. Like, I did this, so, you know, listen to this, or, you know, vibe with this and connect with this, and this will help you get to the next space.
I can't lie, though, as a consumer, if I'm taking off my artist hat, keep it on, though. But as a consumer, I've been caught by the, like, I miss the old version of this person. Or I miss the old, like, just hearing. Because I remember where the album took me when I was in that spot. It was like, dang, you got me right when I was going through the exact thing. And so the changes that you, I don't hate the changes, I might be like, dang, it feels like it's missing something. And then when I find out a lot of the reasons, like what they were going through, I was like, you was going through a terrible time. As much as I would love to get music that felt like this again, that was some terrible times that made this beautiful work out.
Right.
I don't want you to go through that again. But, you know, so as a consumer, sometimes we don't, like, we got to give people
the grace,
even though it sometimes it'd be hard. It'd be like, that's why you hear a lot of Eminem fans, I miss the old Eminem, blah blah. When he was, I was like, you mean when he was like depressed and on drugs, and he was talking about cleaning out his clock, like all of this other stuff where he was actually going through very traumatic stuff. Like,
it's like people be wanting you to suffer so they can get their little fix. Life is about healing.
Yeah, but I somewhat get it, because it was like you had a moment with the art, because it was like, oh snap, if this is, like, I'm going through this, but the person who made it might not be going through it anymore, but you're still in that spot.
Well, listen to it again.
Yeah, but sometimes they may be like, oh, you put up, like, you're expecting the next thing to give you.
Just
as much, or to be a continuation of the last thing. And it doesn't have to be. It's not supposed to be.
I was going to say, sometimes it will be, but sometimes it just won't be. And I think that as consumers, though, like we have to realize, taking my artist hat off, we got to realize, like, the artist is a person as well. So just like I'm giving myself space to grow in my life, or, I mean, maybe you're not giving yourself space to grow, and if that's the case, you need to give yourself some space to grow. But if I would give somebody else space to grow, just like in their regular life, you got to give the artist some space to grow as well. Because, I mean, they still might speak to that, whatever you're going through, but it might be in a different way. Or maybe they're not speaking to that specific thing anymore, but it still might relate to what you're, like, feeling. But you won't know until you listen, or maybe you don't connect with it anymore, and that's okay too. But there will be another artist out there that you can listen to that maybe you can connect with.
Or, I got two things. The first thing is, along to what y'all was just saying, about the artist being human, and just like you don't want to stay in whatever miserable situation the artist is not want to stay in. They just using their platform to express it. And then that goes into the fact that, like, being yourself and just being authentic in who you are, everybody be feeling the same stuff. Maybe today, tomorrow, yesterday, the feelings are recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, as long as you're speaking from a true place, an honest place, somebody is going to, like, feel it. Like, it's going to touch somebody. Even if this is where I started and this is where I am now, it's a certain audience for where I am now, and it's a specific audience for where I was. I was just going to say that. So, regardless of what you're talking about, how you feeling, there's an audience for that. For whatever project, but if the music is good,
I heard, of course, people will be like, you want the old me, buy my old stuff. But then you see examples like Drake. He's like, I heard y'all wanted the old Drake, I'm gonna give you the old Drake. I don't know how that is gonna play out, because I haven't heard the album yet, but it's like, I get it. But in the same regard, like, you have to give people, sometimes I think as the artist, you can miss the point of where people
initially like liked you, mm-hmm. like you can move past and be like, you can completely forget about the point where like people liked you because you were this, mm-hmm. you know. So that's when we were talking about like the transition having to be a gradual one. But I think when you try and go back and get the old, like the real old feeling back, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't hit.
I don't really know how to do that, because I'm not in the same space. I'm not in the same mindset. I'm not even around the same people. Mm-hmm. Not doing the same stuff that I was doing.
Yeah.
In the past, yeah. So it's like now it might be the same. I might be rapping, but now it's an enlightened rap. Yeah. Enlightened,
growth and positivity.
But. This is a real side note. I wanted to know. I didn't grow up listening to Common like that. I had just saw a clip of Common rapping, and I was like, you know, he really just be rapping about positivities. Like, it really be positive raps. Like, it's not even like it's bad. I just was like, it's just really positive, but I don't really want to hear it right now. And I felt bad. I was like, damn, am I a trash person for not wanting to hear some positive rap? But anyway, that was just the red.
So nah, could be. Might be toxic.
Might be.
Toxic.
I don't subscribe to toxic healing.
You're healing.
Yeah, but
when you get healed, throw some Common on. if you want to keep listening, that's how you know you made it.
That's what I'm saying. But he can rap. That's the crazy part.
Your hat's gonna change when the
when I'm gonna have the Common
hat. It's like
Common.
I like how
I've never listened to his music before.
But he can really rap. Like, I was like, oh, why? I was listening and I was like, wow, I never actually paid attention to what he was actually saying. Positive stuff. Subscribe. But anyway.
Yeah, he is a really good actor, too.
He is. Yeah.
Very talented man.
But also with the. Going back to the original topic, when I was thinking of. When I thought of how Drake typically. How Drake typically takes, because people be saying Drake be stealing, but like how Drake takes some stuff, and I know that he's like with XXXTentacion, he stole my whole flow. Flow's a
Soulja Boy.
Yeah, he stole my whole flow, which is right. Most people didn't notice, and I think it's also the case where it's like when you take from when it's too
smaller when you take from smaller artists,
yeah, people like Drake. More than they like the smaller artists. They haven't developed enough of a connection yet. I mean, people love X. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what usually happens. So, like, in the event, and I'm not saying he be stealing, because I don't know for certain. But when you're... How people can do it and still, like, make stuff their own. It's like, it'll be a part of, like, their era or whatever. There's still a way to do it, like even when it comes to the big artists. I don't think anybody should be stealing for real.
But
think you should, you know, if you're inspired, that's fine. And I think he does a great job of like getting new artists, like Fetty Wap or whatever, like when he was doing it My Way or whatever, getting on songs with new artists and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think you should take people blows.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either, but I mean.
Or give credit if you take
it. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to do it, at least hop on a song or something. Like, let us know, you know?
Right.
You good? But it's funny because I think.
The man dead to himself. Oh, my boy.
Who else home was it going to be?
I said, my bad.
What was you about to say?
I was gonna say I think with singers it's also different.
It is very different.
And, I mean, but it's the same. People can sing; they can sing the entire song, and people don't care. It's the exact same thing. But it's the exact if you came out trying to rap. Jay, like, yo, it's a cover. I'm just rapping Jay-Z song.
But I think that's because
he'll be like, even if you don't get off my.
I think that's because of like the history of rap versus the history of just singing in general. Like, not all singers write, like write, but and that doesn't necessarily matter in the world of singing. But and I was gonna say that, but in the world of hip hop. rappers take great pride in the fact that they wrote their own stuff, mm-hmm. and they discredit people who don't write their own raps versus as a singer, I can sing somebody else's stuff. I do write my stuff and I take great pride in it, but I'm willing to sing other people's stuff. So it's different, like, the standards that are held, and also, like that's a huge thing in rap. Like, if you say somebody didn't write their own rap, then, like, you basically disrespecting that person at that point. Versus as a singer, if you tell me I didn't write the song, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Refer to the publishing. Right? It sound good. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Even with, like, Dolly Parton's song, I Will Always Love You. She wrote that song and she sang it first, and Whitney Houston sang it, mm-hmm. and now she'd be like, "That's Whitney's song." Yeah. But guess who getting the check?
But she didn't. But she didn't even know she wrote it, right? I mean, she didn't even know she sang it until she heard it on the radio, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It was like you just listen to the, oh, this is my song.
Refer to the publisher. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But and if that was a rap song.
Yeah,
but it's different.
That is true, but it's also cause rap in a lot of ways is similar to, and this is a weird comparison, but it's similar to TikTok, right? TikTok is its whole thing is about taking one piece of content and how can we reuse this and do something else with it. So that's why you have like Stitches and you have other videos, and it's like TikTok did a great job of like if you have a thought, people can just pile on top of mm-hmm. the original thought. And I think hip hop, if you look at what it started out. They took drum breaks from other songs. They literally was like, I like this drum break. Boom, we're going to put this. Boom. And we have something new. So, like, a part of me, as much as I would be like, oh, you can't take stuff. Like, a big part of what made hip-hop, I mean, sampling.
Yeah.
It's like, a big part of it, granted, you make it your own. But a big part of it is taking something. Yeah. Like, quite literally taking something. Artists. And then putting it in a new context and then having somebody rap over the new stuff, which is funny, but that's kind of what it is mm-hmm. to a degree. It's not saying it's only in hip-hop, but right, that's where it started.
That's where it started, yeah. But so y'all do that in that regard as far as producing and beat making and stuff, but when it comes to lyrics mm-hmm. and writing is a different standard.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even just that. Also, in reggae, they use the same beat.
Oh, reggae, they be passing this beat. Hold on, I just made this. Let me get this to 50 artists. Y'all all got it. Go ahead. And I mean,
mega remix.
Yeah.
And that's where hip hop originated. So,
but that's how they. But you can. Well, I mean, not saying you can't do that in hip hop, but people don't do that as like we don't want to hear 30 people on the same.
Remix.
Not anymore. This ain't 2003.
One Margarita got another one coming out. This is gonna be the third the fourth version of the song. So I mean, it depends. It really just depends.
That's crazy.
It definitely depends. But I mean, it's very different. But either way, in either scenario, in either genre, whether you're singing, you're rapping, you're drawing, painting, doing any other type of art, the most important thing is that you're putting yourself into it. And you're creating something new because you're putting yourself into it and not just taking something from somebody else.
Yeah, I think I really appreciate hearing people.
Yeah.
Like, actually hearing people. Because it's something that I just recently learned, like, When you're saying like being authentic, being like a lot of times we like to say being authentic and we're thinking about it only in the good ways. Like sometimes being authentic is like this feels terrible and you being okay with this feeling terrible and presenting it as being feeling terrible. And that's why you get some of the stuff where it's like this was made from pain and it's like this felt terrible. It was authentic to me because it felt terrible. But like that's the important part is still like being okay with putting it out even if even if people don't necessarily agree. Like, because I mean Kanye isn't the only person who's put out albums where people was like, I don't really like the direction.
You gotta keep putting out albums.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it doing. Like, I mean, Wayne put out that whole rock that whole rock album, I erased that from my memory for a little bit, and then he did he had his little How to Love stage, mm-hmm. where he was actually he playing the guitar and like he was really good, really singing, and people still love Wayne for it because it was him. Yeah, he's like, listen, I like skateboarding.
Yeah, I like it. Let me learn.
Yeah, you know. So it's just as long as it feels like it's an actual part of you, I think we, at least for me, I'm cool with it. Yeah. I can't say I'm not gonna speak for the masses.
So no, y'all want the music? There you go.
Yeah, he's like, what?
I'm living life. I want a skateboard.
Yeah.
Man, look, Snoop did a gospel album, a reggae album. He rapped.
Yeah.
Did he do R&B?
Talk show.
No, not yet.
We just sensual seduction. That's what comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like
closest.
And then he was like, you know what? I wanted to do some TV show. Let's cook with Martha Stewart.
Right.
And it's like it all felt like, as long as it all feels like you, we can keep this going. Like,
right.
Yeah, rebranding.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because we're not just one-dimensional people.
Yeah.
Like, you got to grow with us, give us room to grow, find ourselves, experience new things, try things out, and just enjoy life. Yeah. It goes back to a couple pods ago, maybe last pod, the purpose of life is to live, experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, you got to. It's okay, and it's really okay to try new stuff, because like as much as I was talking about the restaurant example, like if Chick-fil-A decided that they want to do half chicken and half a vegan restaurant, at first I would be like, that's weird, but people would still want to try it, because like this is what you actually want to do. Well, hey,
they did introduce a cauliflower sandwich, but they still they still use all the same stuff, yeah. So it's cross contaminated.
Yeah. But the moral of the story: don't be afraid to try new things. Try new. If you want to make a cauliflower burger, go for it. Make a cauliflower burger.
Word. But do y'all have any other final thoughts on cauliflower burgers? Still like an artist, being true to who you are, and all of that good stuff.
For me, still like an artist is being inspired by any and everything and taking what resonates with you or using what resonates with you as inspiration to create something, something greater or something that means something to you, just creating something that is you.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really just taking something, using it as a reference, and then getting rid of the original reference. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's really what it is. That's the only, the best stuff that I've made when it comes to like borrowing from other people is if I started there, and then as soon as I get into whatever I'm doing, I just kind of push it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me not even look at this now. And now I'm going off of wherever I feel. Mm-hmm. And
see that, where it takes
you. Yeah, because you're just using it as a little
start compass,
yeah.
Point.
It's like, oh, we're going north. All right, cool. I like north. Let's go ahead. So, yeah, just use your inspiration and then make it your own, like you said.
I would say I agree with both of you, but yeah, just focus on making it authentic to who you are. But also, don't think too hard about what's authentic to you, because then it's not going to feel authentic. But just do what makes your heart happy. But don't be out here stealing people's stuff, for real.
Yeah, some of y'all be stealing.
Yeah, some of y'all just be taking stuff. It's not cute.
Some of y'all need to be sued.
Be creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Quincy say, leave 20% for God.
I thought it was 10, but 20 sounds
30.
Leave some room for God to come in. And
don't just be go breaking into people's houses, stealing people's couches, talking about it's yours.
And just create as much as you can. Have fun with it. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's Damani.
And once again, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Join our Patreon. Thank you to the good people of the Gray Area for joining us for another live episode. And thank you guys for joining us wherever and whenever you are watching. We appreciate you all, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Peace and love. And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.